Check it out.
Alma, what do you see?
Ve'inon umdeno. Be'vedin, you have to check it out in Bezdin. If so, Rashi says, Aslan Nizokin, who are them when it does damage? So I krob Nizokin koi, the Sivikul Ishas Riyayo be'evon of Egroiv. V'lo yomus. Not that he killed, but just that he did damage. Se'vochinami, Rashi says, Sarukli umdeno, im rolan gichazu. We have to value to see if this shore was fit to do this damage. V'okiv, when the Gomadin lakotlo, now if Bezdin passed in first, that this shore is to be killed, we don't wait to value the shore to see if it was able to do the damage or not. Because halacha is, loy mashin le liyumdino, the vaidino. We don't leave it over, but we go kill him right away. We don't leave it over to value to see the bezin first shots it up to see if it was able to do the damage or not.
So therefore, the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out very good. That's why once we paskin for Misa, we do not wait anymore to paskin for dina nefashis. Now the Gemara says back, but I will say no, that even if you want to say this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva, it says what? We don't have to value it. Still, you know why? If we pass in Dina Nefoshes first, we do not go and pass him back Dina Momnis. We're talking about that the owner ran away. Therefore, Rashi says, we don't give a psak upon the shore if the owner is not here. For the Gemara, Baruch, if he ran away, Kiloy denu dina nefoshes, hechidanin le dina momnis. If we're talking about now that the owner ran away, so Lakuri, even if you want to say, we're done dina momnis first, and then dina nefoshes, but how do we pass in dina momnis? If the owner is not here, who's going to pay? We want to be Mechayev the Baal HaShor. If the owner ran away, who's going to have to pay here? So Mora says, like, hechidanin le dina momnis b'loy bailim. So Mora says like this, the kibul sadi yiborach. We're talking about that first. We were makabel edim. The owner was still here. So the edim said that your shor did damage to somebody, and then the owner ran away. So Mora says safe. So what? Me'echem mishtalim. How do we pay though? If the owner ran away, how are you going to get the money from the owner? So Mora says meridia. We're talking about the case here is meridia means that the shor right now will let it do work, and for the work that it does, but that will pay back. For the gemara yochiv, that's how you pay now the dina momnis. With the work of the shore, if so, tam. Even if the shore was only a tam, also nidain the dina momnis. Why don't we say first a paskin the dina momnis? Again, where the shore tam did damage to somebody, so he has to pay chatzin nezik megufay, and it also killed somebody, so it has to be killed. So why don't we say first to give it a psak of momnis? Let the owner, let the person work with it, and then we'll go to kill the shore. So Mor says, yochi tam nidain the dina momnis. Peresha, for nishtalim eridya, let him pay back, but let him the person work with the shore. For all din adayna, din nefoshes, and then we'll paskin out, din nefoshes. So Marin says, Omer Rav Mori Bereda Rav Kano, Zayis Demeris, from here it's a good proof, that redia aliyah de Morihu. When we want you to pay back with such a payment, not from the goof of the shore, but from the work that the shore would do, for the cherisha, for the eridya, that's also called maliyah. That's also something that a tam does not have to pay for. A tam only has to pay megufa. Here, Megufa, you can't pay because the mice, you have to kill the goof. And the dinner meridia, that we say, like, let it do work, and the work goes for the payment, that's called Maliyah. If only by a mood, you have to pay like this, and not for a tam. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Tzadik Aleph and Aleph, holding. By two dots. I have a question like this. Is there an oimid for nizokin or not? Oimid for nizokin means when you damage somebody, do we have to check out the object you use if it could do the damage or not? Just like we had before for misa, we have to check out your hand to see if that hand is really strong enough to kill the person. So a question for hezek is the same thing also. So as we say, me Amrina, do we say lekotla when you kill somebody? Who diyam dinan b'hochi? Then we have to see value, see how strong it was, because b'hochi nafkin neshama, b'hochi nafkin neshama. Like this, the neshama goes out. Like this, the neshama doesn't go out. So we have to check it out to see if he was strong enough to kill him or not. Avul nizokin. But if you just do damage to somebody, then the svara should be koldu. Anything you do damage with, it's able to do damage. Yichayiv. Or Duma, maybe no Loishino, still there's no difference, no. Maybe you have to check out the Nizokin also. Rashi says, Alva Nizokin, Einoim Din, Ti Afilu Ein Chayfet Zeh Royal Hezek Zeh, even if this stick that you used to hit him is not really strong enough to do damage, still Chayiv. Ti Mizimnin, Ti Askeh Becholdu. Sometimes it happens that the person gets hurt from any little thing. So therefore, as long as you did damage, we don't have to check it out if the instrument you used was strong enough to do it or not. So that's the shiloh. Do we have to check it out or not? So Tarshima coming here. It says, Ma bo shiyesh b'gadei lohomis. Asar tfochim, we had before a bor. The yafa mazik of bor is if the bor is 10 tfochim deep, then it has the power if somebody falls to die there, then the bala bor is chayif. If a shor falls and dies there. Af kol shiyesh b'gadei lohomis asar tfochim. What about toyev chusim yasar tfochim? Let's say the bor was less than 10 tfochim deep. Then the Baal HaBor is potter, because that's not called, it's not the boar that killed the animal. If the animal was weak by itself, died by itself. Huzak boy, let's say the animal fell in the boar now and got damaged, got hurt. So chayiv, then the Baal HaBor is chayiv, even though it's less than 10 tefachim deep. Now my love doesn't mean to say, mimata lamala, from bottom upwards, kachoshiv. This is what we're saying. Mi tefach v'yad asara, if the bor is even one tefach deep, until 10, but not 10 yet, then mi seleka, if a shor chamor falls in there and dies, then the bala bor is potter. But mi zokin ika, but even though the bor is only one tefach deep, if a shor falls in there and gets hurt, you have to pay. So Alma, what do we see? Le nizokin koldu, for nizokin any little bit you chayu for. You don't have to evaluate to see if it's able to do the damage or not. Because the bor that's only one tefach deep can't really do too much damage. Still, we say if a guy falls, there's chayiv. So, Shema Min of merits a proof. Ain't oimdin l'nizokin. We don't value something for nizokin. Ain't oimdin l'nizokin. We don't do the value. Samara says, Loi, I tell you, mimala lamata kachoshiv. That is talking about from upwards downwards kachoshiv. Lochikom, this is what we learned before means. That asoro, if it's 10 tefachim deep the bor, then misaika. Then if a shor and chamor falls there, the bala bor is chayiv, you have a takolo, that could kill. Pochas mi asoro, purta, let's say it was a little bit less than 10, it wasn't 10 tefachim, it was only 9 tefachim deep, then nizokin isa, misa leka, nizokin it could do, but misa can't do. But only because it's 9 tefachim deep that has the possibility to do damage. Uliyolam, really, I'll tell you, Emeloch, Yesh Oimid Lenizokin, we have to see, we have to shut up, we have to value it, to see if it was able really to do the damage or not. V'chomidi v'midi, ki hechid demiskko bei binon. No matter how much of a damage you have, we have to see if it was really the bore was deep enough to do this damage, or just you were sick, you were weak, that's why it happened. So from here there's no proof. It could be even for Nizokin also, that if you do damage to somebody else, that Yechayiv, whether it's Adim or Mazik, or whether it's Yeshor or Bor, it's only if it was fit to do the damage. But we need an Oymed, we have to see, to value it, to see for sure it was able to do the damage. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Hiko es einoi, if you hit the eye of your Eved, v'sima al oznoi, v'chirshoi, you hit the eye and you blind him, or else al oznoi, or you hit him on his ear, v'chirshoi, you made him deaf, is Eved yoytsedem lecheris. The Eved goes out free, that's called you knocked out his eye, if you hit his eye. What about Kineger Einoi? You gave a bang near the eye. Rashi says, he called the Kaisel. You gave a big bang against the wall. Kineger Einoi, next to his eye, shows there next to the Eved's eye. V'yena Roy, and because of that bang, like he got so scared, he can't see. Or else Kineger Oznoi, you give a bang against the wall, near his ear, but not on the ear itself, you bang the wall. V'yena Shemeya. And now the Eved cannot hear. Halacha is Ein Eved Yoytzebem Lecheris. The Eved does not come out free. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum, isn't it because Divina Numdana? Because we have to value to see for sure that it has to be your hit that could do it. And over here, it's not your hit. Like Rashi says, Divina Numdana. Ubahachi Leboyi Liestume. And really, this shouldn't have happened. If you banged against the wall near his eye, that really should not cause him to become blind. Elo, what happened? Why did he become blind? We have to say, Mazla Yudi Asrulay, who's his own Mazla that went bad. So therefore, you were like only a Gurim, but you didn't really cause the damage. Therefore, you're Potter. So we see here, even though the damage happens because of you, we need a lumdina. You're only chayiv if it was really your hit that did it, not if it only caused him to have a bad mazel. Which should be a good proof. Yesh umdina l'nizokin. So Mara says, loy, no, that's not the pshat over here. I tell you, Mishum, the Armina, we say over here, who the Avis Nafshe. It's not the pshat we have a doubt if it really was able to do it or not, but for sure, he scared himself. Like when you bang against the wall, you could, sure, you got him scared. But why did he become blind? Because he scared himself, like his own instinct of being scared caused him to become blind. That's called who the Avis Nafshe. He caused it to himself. So maybe you're only a grummer, you a germit. But the actual hezek, you didn't do at all. The actual hezek, the actual damage, he did to himself. That's why, your potter. Kiritanya, like we learned, Hamavis says, Chaveroi, potter medina yodem, v'chayim medina shemayim. If you scare your friend, and because of that he gets damaged, so you should know your potter medina yodem, but your chayim medina shemayim. So it's like a grammar. Kate said, what's the case? Toka bi'oznoi v'chirshoi. If you blew near his ear and made him deaf, potter. What about ochsoi? You grabbed the hold of his ear, v'tok, and then you blew into it. V'yoznoi, v'chirshu, you made him deaf. Chayiv, then you chayiv. Ochsoi, Rashi says, that means ma'aseh didehu, that's your action. If you did such an action, then you chayiv. Toshma kamenir. It says, chamisha dvarim, there are five things. Oim din oisoi, v'noistin loy miyad. There are five things. So Rashi says, "What loygasin the nezek tsayra boishes." But if you do damage, so then I'm the noiser. We have to value to see if you're really able to do that damage, and then v'noisin lemiyad, you have to pay him right away. Ripoy v'shevis. When do you pay the doctor bills, or when do you pay the compensation? How much he's not working, v'shevis that he can't work. Achi yisrapa. You only pay it till after he got healed up. Then you pay all the doctor bills that he needed to get healed. Let's say at the beginning when you hit him, we then made a valuation here, how much doctor bills should be paid. Like, how long should it take, really, for him to be cured? What happened was, the sickness took much longer, dragged along much longer. And it took him, instead of getting well in 1 week, it took him 3 weeks to get well. So, lachar is, you only have to pay for the doctor bills of 1 week, how much we valuated it at the beginning. That it took a time and dragged off later, for that you put them. What about the opposite way? Abdu, they estimated it that it's going to take now 1 week for you to get better. For Hivri, and you got better after 1 day. So lachar is nois den loy kol mash abdu. Still you have to pay him for the 1 week work of doctables. Shema minik mir, it's a good proof that yesh oimid le nizokin, that there is a oimid for nizokin, that we have to value, we make an estimate at the beginning, how long do we think he's going to be sick for? How long do we think it's going to take him to get well? So you see, we have to value it. And therefore, you pay according to the valuation that we made. So more sounds like this. True. Lememad gavra kama liktzor mihomaka, to value how long this person is going to be sick from this wound that you gave him. Kama lemekatzor, or how long he should get well. In other words, how long he should be well already. And if he's sick longer than that. Yopota lekami boilon. That's for sure we have to know. We have to know the wound, the sickness that you gave him. How long normally should he get well? If it takes long, or it takes shorter, we have to know whether he's the chayv or whether he's potter. That sheet we have to know. He called me boiler. When do I have my doubt? Lememed cheftza. To value the actual object that he hit him with. If he hit him with the stick, so we have to check out that stick to see if the stick is really strong enough to do the damage. Is it possible for this small stick to do such a big damage? Then Yechayiv. If not, we say it's his mazel that was bad, and it's like it's not your fault, you be potter. That's our Shalomai. But after you do the damage, the person himself to see how long he should be cured, that for sure we have to check out. But do we have to check out the instrument or not? That's the question. Toshima coming here. Shimin Atemoni Yomer. Ma Egroif, just like a fist. Meyuchid. Shemosu Lieda could be given over to Bezdin to evaluate it to see how strong he is. Uliyedim and Edim could see that he did the damage. Af kol everything else. Meyuchad has to be special. Shemosu Lieda. It was given over to the Edim. It was given over to like Bezdin could check it out. Uliyedim and Edim could see it. So Shmamina, if mere, it's a good proof. Yesh oimid l'nizok in Shmamina. Here it's a good proof that any type of object you do damage with, Bezdin has to evaluate it to see if it really could do that so much damage, or was it only his own mazel that caused it. So if it could, you'd be chayiv. If it can't, you'd be potter. Oh, mama, what did you just say? Do v'hivri. The Bezdin first evaluated him that it should take him a week to get better. And it came, he got better after one day. So loistin loikom ashram do. You still have to pay the deductibles a week worth of deductibles. So Mora says, Messiah l'rava, this is a proof to Rava. The Yama Rava says, Hayman v'yamdu l'kula yoyma. When Bezdin said he should be sick for one day, v'yistapach l'palga the yoyma, and he got well after half a day. The Kovet Avidus, and he starts to do his work after half a day, the Lachar is, Yavinu l'kula yoyma. You still have to pay him for the days, the deductible of a full day. Why? Even though he got well after half a day. So it's only half a deductible. How come he still have to pay him for the whole day? The Teretz says, I'll tell you, min shemayu derachmi olei. It's a new sroh, the Avrachmonos on him in shemayim. Since the Avrachmonos on him in shemayim, that's why he got well after half a day. But really, when you first hit him, that punch you gave him was supposed to have knocked him out. They should be in bed for a full day. So it's called, you have to pay him for full days worth of deductibles. He got better after half a day. That's called min shemayu, the Avrachmonos on him. Rokak, the Mishnah says, v'giyah boy haroik, Vevir, if somebody spit on you, so he has to pay you for the damage that he does. Omer Rapopo, lo yishonu el boy, only if he spit and the spit reached the person himself. Avo bevigdoloi, if the spit only reached your clothing, it didn't reach your flesh, didn't reach your face, then he's potter for busha. For the Gemara, for nehevei ki bayish bedvorim, why? True, the spit didn't hit the person himself, but why is it worse if you say bad things and embarrass a person by speech? L'chur yimavayishim. Here also, you mavayishim, in fact, you spit at him, and you spit at his clothing. Amri Mamarova, the Sefer Eretz Yisrael. Mishmei de Rebbe Yoisi Baravin, Zoisei Meres, and here there's a good proof, that the Baishoi Bidvorim Potemiklum, if somebody embarrasses you, calls you names, he's Potter from Busha, even though he embarrassed you, but here you're Potter. Busha is only you have to do an action. It's like a mazik. You have to do an action to him, you have to hit him, slap him, you have to spit in his face. If your spit reaches his face, you did something to him, then you chayif a busha. But if the spit only reaches clothing, so true, he's embarrassed. But that's just like you called him names, you embarrassed him. For that, you potter. That's not called a maisa mazik, you potter for hezik. Then the Mishnah says, akolu fi kvoidi. We have to pay upon everybody, upon how rich and how poor he is. So we boil, we have a question like this. Tanakama. The first Tanakama, no, not like Rebbe Akiva. Tanakama. L'kula kama, l'chumra kama. Does it mean to be mekel, to say you don't have to pay so much if he's poor? Or does it mean to be machmir? What does that mean? L'kula kiyam, is he being mekel? Diyika oni, d'loi boile mishkukuli hai. It could be sometimes you spit, you did damage, you did embarrass a poor person, he doesn't feel that bad. So you don't have to pay that much. Oy duma, maybe no, the Tanakama means l'chumra kama. Diyika osher, d'boile mesav le'tvei. What he meant to say is like everybody has to pay a certain amount. Just if you hit an usher, a rich person, a prestige person, him, it's a big embarrassment, him you're going to have to pay more. So that's the question. Did he mean to be mekel or did he mean to be machner? So where says Toshima coming here? Me, the Kamer Rabbi Kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva, the next time it says, Afilu aniyim shabi Yisrael. No matter how poor the person is, that Rabbi Kiva says, no matter how poor you are, it's the same amount of busha. When you're a Jew, we look as if you're Bnei Aaron, Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and there's one set embarrassment you have to pay. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So Shmamina Tanakama Lakula Kama Shmamina. And Tanakama says, no, if you're a poor person, you don't feel that bad, you don't get that embarrassed. Say the Chlami, then you'll be potter. Not potter, you won't have to pay that much. That's an akam is saying l'kula. If you're poor, like Rashi says, midikom rav kiva filu laniyim, v'chazinim d'loi chayiv losses l'pareya roish isha, elo abba meyazuz katanakamum, shamin atanakamu l'kula komar, t'lioni lo yavinu kuli hai. Hokom the rav kiva, lioni nami yavinu hochi. That's what Kiva meant to say. That even a noni, a poor person, also pays the same amount. So Kiva is saying a noni pays the same amount. And Tanakam is saying no, and Anoni pays less. And Anoni pays according to his embarrassment. Then the Mishnah says, "Umaisa b'yechad shapora reish isha." There's a case where a man pulled off the hair of a lady, and you have to pay 400 zuz. So the Gemara, mi'avina zman. So the Gemara says the case there was that the person said, "Give me time to see if I could pay." What happened was he went to see the isha the way she uncovered her hair herself. But I called upon him. He asked for time to pay. So Gemara asked the question, "Do we give him time?" We don't give off time to pay for chavola. We make you pay right away. And the Gemara, when you did damage to him, you ruined him, you made a chsorin, you took away like money from him, then you have to pay him back right away. But you only embarrassed him. You didn't make him lose any money. Then Yavina, then we can make him pay right away. Then Yavina, we give it to him right away. Then the Mishnah says what? The case was that this person that first embarrassed her, now he went and watched her by a chatzera, and he saw the way when he broke his barrel, we saw the way she took the oil and she rubbed it over her head. For a tiny, we learned like this. Omolo Rabbi Kiva answered back, Silolato b'maya madirim, you like went into the deep waters, v'haleisa cheres b'yodcha, and when you brought up was an earthly kli. In other words, all the work you went through was in vain. Like here the Mishnah, this person now wanted to try and show that this lady doesn't get so embarrassed, that she herself took off her hair, took off the cover of her hair to put the oil on her head. So you see, she doesn't get that embarrassed. So Mekiva said back, that's no proof. Even though she could do it to herself, but if somebody else does it to her, the person has to pay. So here the Brisa says this lashon, that Rabbi Kiva said, Salaut of Amayim Adirim, Vilesa Cheres Biotcha. Odim Rishon Lachava B'yatva. A person is allowed to do damage to himself. Is that true? Omar Rabba, the Kasha. Kan B'chavolo, no. Here it says what? Odim Rishon Lachava B'yatva. In our mission it said what? Even though you're not allowed to do it to yourself, but still you're potter. That's what our mission said. How much it says, Afal Pi Shena Rishoi, he's still potter. And here it says, what the spirit, here it says, Rishoy lechava b'yatzmai, you are allowed to do damage to yourself. Samar Rabu l'kasha, kan v'chavo l'kama v'yishas. Chavol you're not allowed to, but v'yishas you're allowed to. For the Gemara of Amas Nisim v'yishas, our Mishnah is talking about v'yishas.